This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How lucky can one guy be?
I love this song.
I kissed her and she kissed me like the fella
was. Well, the Rat Pack bringing us in.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
All right. Owen Schroyer is live in an hour, and the great Gavin McGinnis will be co-hosting with him. I always enjoy the show, but man, 2 hours went by like 5 minutes with you here.
We've been here for 2 hours?
2 hours.
Wow. Yeah, time goes fast when you're having fun. The thing I was saying it too about my boys and the woke schooling is they turn the kids off books, and then I hear he's doing Shakespeare, and I go, oh, cool. What plays have you read? And they go, none. We've heard parts of Romeo and Juliet. This is in December. So September, October, November, December, they've done parts, heard about parts of a play. Then they do the play. I've told the story a million times. It's Romeo and Romeo and Juliet and Juliet. They did two plays about gay love forlorn and lesbian love forlorn.
So it's just domination of all culture.
Right. And so you know what him and his friends do? They go, oh, Shakespeare's that guy who writes about homos. That's not my cup of tea. So they're like.
But doesn't the left get they're going to create a massive backlash?
Yeah, they're just. They think that we're going, oh, that's a fun way to do Shakespeare. It might be something you do for a 40-year-old who's very familiar with the play. I'm going to mix it up. They've never heard of this play before. So you've just destroyed books and Shakespeare.
Exactly. They didn't just plagiarize it. They stole it and destroyed it.
Right. And then they take history. American history is easily the most interesting history in the world. Maybe Britain is a close second. But they take history and they go, we stole all these black people from Africa on our own. They were like minding their own business. Many of them were kings. And then we made them slaves, and they built this building and the Empire State Building.
And they had Wakanda, and they had, like, nuclear weapons.
Yeah, oh, they were doing great. And then we murdered all these Indians who were smoking a peace pipe and just hanging out. And so the kids go, okay, I don't like our history. So I don't like history. I don't like books. They're just ruining everything in the greatest country on earth.
And that's how young people respond is, I just don't care.
Yeah.
And then the globalists try to brainwash them, and they can't even brainwash them because there's not even any history to brainwash.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of said that like an hour and a half ago in a more sophisticated way. It's like, I forget what you were talking about, but it's like they're demonizing something, but because people don't even know what that is, it doesn't even work.
Right. It's sort of like the vigilantes on the subway. Like, these kids are not following the globalist cause. I mean, I'm sure plenty are, but a lot of them are just going, okay, I'm not getting involved in that. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know what polyamory is, but I don't want to know. So,
I don't want to hand my wife over to another dude.
And I say to my kids, I go, if you get an A, you're in big trouble because you're being indoctrinated. I want you guys to play hooky. I want you to drop out. I want you to get in trouble because you're going to a re-education camp and it's making you dumber.
Everybody should subscribe and watch your show daily. Tell us about your show. Tell us how people can find the evil, verboten Gab McGinnis.
Censored.tv, $10 a month. It ends up being like 15 cents a show. We've got tons of shows on.
And you're building an infrastructure. That's just beautiful.
Building infrastructure. We got all kinds of new shows coming on. I'll announce right now. We got Elijah Schaefer coming on. We got Drew Hernandez coming on. Basically, everyone that's canceled ends up with us. We're the Island of Misfit Toys. And, you know, the way I describe our show and our network is it's a zombie movie, and you're optimistic enough to stay on the ham radio. And every day you're there, just, hello, hello?
Well, that's how I say it. That's what Tucker says. His show is like Radio Free America into America.
Right. And you hear, after like 3 months, you hear a crackling.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
And you go, I just heard someone. I heard someone. Get in here. Yes, we are here. We are here. And you hear this. Someone is over there. We're safe.
Well, the truth is, like you said earlier, we're really winning. We just don't know it. Because most people aren't famous like you or I, which is a great positive thing. I'm all saying, hey, I'm famous, you're not. They don't realize, let me just guess, you're getting almost nothing but love now.
Oh, yeah. Out of 100 greets, there's one F you.
Other than the left focusing to shut you down because you're popular.
Right. If you Google me, it's the opposite. So this.
Like I said, 10 months, I've had one guy come over to me. I mean, it just, I mean, it used to be like I could walk the dog, I would get attacked. I mean, it was still mainly love, but now it's like nothing but love.
Right, because they've experienced censorship. Their uncle got fired for an inappropriate comment. Their cousin, their mother, their sister. Cancel culture it overdid it, and they ruined their brand.
We didn't even talk about Bud Light. We'll talk about it on our own show coming up. Thank you so much, Gavin McGinnis.
Thanks for having me.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's true. It's not a lie. We got to say it. I am the rebel. And our listeners are the rebels. We are the anti-establishment. We are the Americans. We are the future. And everybody knows it. And that's why this audience of activists is so incredibly important. Look, I really like Gavin McGinnis. So I had him on for 2 hours, did not plug one time. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here. And that's not a good thing, is it? I want to hire a bunch of reporters. I got a bunch of people ready to come on board. I want to stabilize the operation. I can't do it without you. Plus, we've got really great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I know there's 1,000 flavors of news and stuff out there, but if you notice, what we talk about is what happens a year from now. What we talk about is what the enemy later says, because we got our nose to the grindstone here. This is, I eat, drink, sleep, fart, excuse my French, this information. I mean, I am in the game, I am game face, I am in the zone to a ridiculous level, and that's all I do 24/7. When I dream about the New World Order all night long, I roll out of bed thinking about it when my feet hit the ground. And I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I am on your side. I do not like the New World Order. I'm a fan of humans. I'm a fan of freedom. And I like to fight. So let's just be honest about that. And I cannot fight without you. So please make the decision. That means you out there to make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the right products. We have Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus, two different amazing nootropics that are really game-changing. If you like natural, healthy stimulants, you definitely want to try these. They fund the operation, plus they're great products, because I want you to like them and use them again and again. So, I mean, they're good. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off the new sale. Superfemal Vitality, I'm sitting there going, about a week and a half ago, they go, hey, we got like a 500 bottles left of Superfemal Vitality, but we just got in, you know, 5,000 bottles of Superfemal Vitality. And I go, why did we reorder Supermel? We didn't have the money, and we just didn't do it. I said, well, the good news is one has a blue label, one has a pink label. It's the same formula. So I'm going to explain it to the listeners, and I'm sure they're going to get it for 50% off. But yes, you'll have a pink bottle in your medicine cabinet. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have the nitric boost to clean out your blood. We've got the super high quality things that deal with the neurological system and the overall body health with the non-THC systems that have all the good oils that are in the cannabis plant, but none of the ones that actually get you high. Full spectrum CBD for at least 50% off. At least competitors sell the exact same thing under another label. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And as I said in the first hour, if you want to just make it easy and keep us on air, and you want to get behind this project for freedom, or you've been behind the project, you see the victories we're having, and you see how in battle we are, and you want to really double down, InfoWarsStore.com, top of the page, says donate. Do it one time, $5, $10, $20, $100, or sign up for auto donations once a week, once a month, once a year. You can set it yourself and cancel any time in your profile. But the recurring donation is really the way to stick it to George Soros and Alex Soros and the globalists. And look, I'm not just saying you're sticking it to them. Folks, we're sticking it to them. Most people are scared to die. They're scared to go to prison. I'm scared of losing. I mean, in fact, I'm like a piranha or a pit bull. I'm like foaming at the mouth to attack these people. And it's all I think about. It's all I do. I'm completely committed to this. And I realize that I don't spend enough time talking about the success we've had so that you know where you're putting your money and your word of mouth and your psychic will is not being thrown on the wayside. You're not planting seeds. You know, the Bible, I forget the story of the tares or whatever it's called. Maybe we pull it up. There's like four different scenarios, I think, from memory. You know, some seeds get thrown on the hot, rocky ground and die, and some get put on decent ground, but birds eat it, and you know, some gets put in the dirt, but there's no rain, and then some hits the dirt and gets the rain and gets the sun, and you get it, you know. That's how this works. Well, I mean, we're as fertile as it gets here. And we've hit the zeitgeist, and God put us in this position for this reason and this time. So I'm simply humbly asking you, will you make the decision? It's up to you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, which I know are excellent, and I know will enrich your life. But only you can make the decision to go speak at city council or county commission or the state house and oppose the evil. Only you can decide to call on the C-SPAN or this show. Only you can decide to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Only you can stop forest fires. I mean, it really comes down to that. So I'm going to end this transmission until, you know, 48 minutes from now, when Owen Schroeder takes over, the great Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis takes over right now on this Friday edition.
All right, welcome to that fourth hour. Thank you so much, Alex. Glad to be here. And today I want to talk about the Luciferian satanic nature of feminism. A lot of people think of feminism as a political movement, as some sort of movement for equality. But really the whole presuppositions of equality and equalitarianism might themselves be the problem. In other words, we might have senses in a philosophical sense in which people are equal. There might be other senses in which they're also unequal. So maybe both things are the case. And you'll notice in a lot of political movements that are based around Hegelian dialectics and getting people divided, they will trade on everything being one kind of distinction, right? We're all either absolutely identical and the same in some kind of monoculture, or it's unfair and everyone is oppressor oppressed in this sort of totem pole Olympics of oppression, right? And I noticed I was watching a debate with Pearl and a bunch of feminists the other day, and Pearl made the point that feminism just trades on this sort of equality narrative, which isn't really justified. And all of the people in the audience were then basically going into debating. They were going into proving how they were more oppressed than the other person. And so it was like a domino effect of like oppression. You see, he was the most oppressed. And that somehow became the primary special specimen, the most, like the top of the totem pole, but it was always like the most degenerate thing. But like the most, like lesbian Buffalo Bill, the Muslim, Jeffrey Dahmer is like the highest totem, like the top of the totem pole. So how is it that this is the highest level of most oppressed, but now the most revered? And to me, that suggests that all of this is inversion. And my guest, Brittany Selner, is going to be joining me here because I want to talk to her. She's a great activist, a great YouTuber, podcaster, who covers a lot of these topics from a traditional conservative perspective as a mom, as a homemaker, and as somebody who kind of saw all of this occurring in the internet sphere. And I want to kick off this conversation with what's said in Genesis. You know, God says when the fall happens to the woman, everybody sort of shares blame here, you'll notice, right? So it's not like it's all the man's fault. It's not all the woman's fault. Everybody kind of has a degree of blame here. And it says, to the woman, I will multiply your pain in childbirthing, and your desire shall be for your husband, but he will rule over you. In other words, the desire as a result of the fall, the fallen desire of the woman will be to kind of rule, to be in the position that a man has, to be this kind of patriarchal type of position. But God says it will not be the case, and actually the man will have the authority, the man will rule. So there's this inherent desire for the feminist to basically initiate revolution that begins in Genesis, actually. Genesis is actually telling us about the origins of feminism. I mean, that's not all it's talking about, but there's that nugget of wisdom there. And so when we come back from this break, we're going to get more into this topic with Brittany Sonner. Again, I would say check out her YouTube channel because she has a lot of videos where she breaks a lot of this down from her perspective as a traditional conservative. And she notes how social media is really engineered, you know, to give this narcissistic dopamine hit, especially to women and especially a lot of areas like Instagram, these kinds of things that really addict women to the dopamine hit that they're getting from a thousand simps, but not from a husband, you see. So this is all engineered to replace the attention and the nurturing and the dopamine that a husband would give to a wife. Now that's being replaced with all this internet stuff. And that's, I think, by design. And when we come back from this break, we're going to get into this conversation with her and see what she thinks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, go to the InfoWars store and get a hold of those products that will help end the InfoWar.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To the Ox Judge, I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can follow my work over at my website as well as on my YouTube channel and on my Rockfin under the name Jay Dyer and on Twitter. And do we have Brittany with us? Brittany, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a while since I've been on the show. I think it was 2018 the last time.
Oh, okay, cool. I wasn't sure if you were on. Glad to have you here. So you do a lot of work in terms of exposing the problems in the culture, promoting the traditional conservative attitudes towards marriage and family life. Let's talk about you and your situation, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about the problems that you've had in Europe with your husband and the trials that he's had.
Yeah, sure. I mean, which did you want to talk about first? That or feminism?
Continuing about you, and then we'll get into your husband, and then we'll get into some of the issues.
Okay, sure. So I'm an author and a conservative activist and commentator. I've been on YouTube and Twitter since 2016. I first started during the Trump's presidential election. And since then, I've been through a lot, so much so that I actually wrote a book about it, because half of the things you probably wouldn't believe. But I mean, it's more common now. You see what they're doing to Trump even. He was just arrested. So the lengths to which they'll go to persecute people that they think are politically effective and they're in ideological conflict with them, these lengths are really great. So my husband and I have certainly been through a lot. He is an Austrian activist, and he's very well known in the Germanosphere in Germany and Austria, not so much in the English-speaking world, at least not anymore. That was more between 2016 and 2018 or 19. So I think it will take quite a while to get into all of the things that we've been through. But I mean, just to list off, we've had multiple house raids, investigations. We were banned from the UK. I'm sure maybe some people will remember this. We were detained and imprisoned for a few days. Same with Lauren Southern back in 2018, and then deported and banned from the UK. So it's definitely been a wild ride. Things have settled down a little over the past 1 or 2 years, but of course the attacks just keep coming. It's just smaller things, at least for now. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, and I think you had recently a situation where there was something to do with an internet comment, right? And to me, this blows my mind that, you know, yeah, people will comb through and find something on social media, not just to get people deplatformed, but rather to actually try to get criminal prosecution in the EU. Is that right?
Right. There is no free speech in Austria. They say there's free speech in the Constitution, just not hate speech. And hate speech, as we've seen, is completely subjective. And because we live in a very system based on anarcho-tyranny, they have, of course, the ability to, go after people equally, but they only go after specific people who are their political opponents. So they'll go very hard on these people. And then, for example, as you saw in the U.S., the Black Lives Matter riots and people are killing each other, burning down things. Those people were just... barely any of them were put in prison. As for the J6 people, they're all getting 18 to 25 years, even if they didn't commit any violence and barely did anything at all. So you just see a huge disconnect there, a completely different way in which people are treated. And this is how most of the Western world is nowadays, unfortunately.
And would you attribute that to ultimately sort of the degradation in culture that leads back to something spiritual? I mean, is that your ultimate source, even beyond the political, in other words?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think this is a political war. I think it's a spiritual war. I'm traditional Catholic. I was raised traditional Catholic. My husband is as well. And if you look at it through that lens, I think it makes perfect sense much more than politically.
Yeah. One of my friends, Rachel Wilson, she wrote a book about the occult roots of feminism, and it reminded me of a podcast that I heard in an interview with Dr. Edward Dutton, and he was discussing from an evolutionary psychology perspective the history of witchcraft. And so it's interesting that two different vantage points, one coming from kind of a scientific perspective, another vantage point coming from a religious spiritual perspective, they're both coming to the same conclusion that when we look at things like the rise of witchcraft and the occult, the history of that signifies people who were kind of marginalized or people who were on the outskirts, then sort of using that victim status to not get necessarily their own rights per se, but actually to upend and change the whole of society. And to me, right, this speaks to kind of, it's similar to what you see with like fat acceptance and these kinds of movements. It's like people have a conscience, in my view. And their conscience, like, eats at what they're doing, right, telling them that it's wrong. And their approach is, no, it's society that is wrong, and society needs to change, not me. And I think that, you know, you've done a lot of work in your videos pointing out how actually social media, these kinds of things, are pushing the narcissism that reinforces the idea that, no, you're okay, be you, you are you. You don't ever need to change or be better. And this actually is a technique to destroy society.
Right. Well, I mean, if you think about it, feminism and Christianity, for example, they are clearly in stark conflict with one another. But people, we do have this inherent built-in need to worship something. So these feminists, a lot of them, not all of them, of course, but a lot of them are naturally drawn to what complements their ideology. Witchcraft, or I think better said, Satanism, it's very blatantly complementary with feminism because it's based off a worship of oneself and essentially doing what thou wilt. So you are the god, you are the independent, self-sufficient, empowered woman who doesn't need anybody else, and you deserve your own page in the history books due to the mere fact that you're a woman. You don't even necessarily have to do anything great. And it's not to say, again, that all feminists are like this, but it does make perfect sense to me when you look at it that way.
Yeah, in one of your videos, you were talking about, you know, this idea that you are you, you are great because you're you. And it's like, well, but what if you, have you done anything great? why are you great just because you're, I mean, maybe there is a kind of a dignity, but I mean, is that kind of what social media is reinforcing, this idea that you are good, you are great, you're a goddess no matter what you do, even if you're completely wicked, gluttonous, and destructive?
Yeah, I do think all humans, of course, there is dignity there, but you have to earn respect. You aren't just owed it. And people have this attitude wherein everybody just owes respect to absolutely everything and anything that you do. But you also have to remember that a lot of people, especially if you're doing something blatantly immoral and corrupting children, trying to trans children, we're not going to respect you. We're not going to agree with you. We're going to stand up against you. Tolerance is in many ways quite evil. It can be good for some things, but just to use it, yeah.
When you get sort of these women activists and these people, these feminists who are sort of seeking for female empowerment and all this stuff, how would you respond to the people that say, well, we're just looking for equality and empowerment? Why do you have a problem with, why are you working against women as a woman when we're just seeking empowerment and equality?
Well, there's actually, there's a couple things I was thinking as you did your intro. A lot of thoughts came to mind kind of explaining why women are so drawn to feminism. I think feminism has certainly lost a lot of its adherence in recent years, but it does make sense why so many women were and still are drawn to feminism, because when you have a society where there's no order based on truth and morality that gives men and women their proper place, then a disorder is naturally created and things evolve into ego, individualism, and a superficial purpose motivated by attaining basically the most pleasure, joy, and comfort. So it becomes about what you can acquire for yourselves, and what you can acquire for yourself, which becomes obviously a battle for power and resources. And naturally, since we can't fight this battle effectively just on our own,
hold that thought right there, because we have to go to the commercial break. So hold that thought. We'll come back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening McCrill calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's House. I want to remind you that you can come see me and my wife, Jamie Henshaw, live in Los Angeles, as we'll be performing at a live five-hour event at the Van Nuys Airport in the hangar with Jamie Kennedy. You know who Jamie Kennedy is. He's a brilliant comedian. One of the best comedy shows of all time, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment. He'll be doing stand-up. I'll be doing some of my own so-called stand-up and impressions. Also be doing a talk on my most recent book, Meta-Narratives, The Philosophy of Symbolism. And my wife will be doing a presentation on Hollywood and film symbolism. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You can get your book signed. You can learn, get your learn on. and get those tickets. If you head over to my website or over to my Twitter, you'll see those are pinned, and you can get that in, get that locked in before it's no longer available. So we are talking with Brittany about the roots of feminism, the and by the way, I forgot to go into the ancient goddess worship and all the crazy cults in the ancient world. It's almost like they're bringing back a lot of these ancient goddess cults. And I noticed that some of those cults were basically centered around the most degenerate practices. I mean, I'm not stuff I can't name on air, but I mean, stuff involving bodily fluids and actually castrating and changing your biology. So a lot of these ancient Mesopotamian and you know cults in the in Babylon and so forth, they were really into these nasty, disgusting practices. And one thing that people don't know is that the social engineers, people, for example, at Tavistock Institute, who have most recently been pushing the gender ideology and changing your gender, those people actually have studied to a very precise degree ancient history. And so, for example, Tavistock, in its earliest days, they studied Spengler's Decline of the West. And what Spengler posits is that, you know, civilizations have a life cycle, a birth cycle, life cycle, apex, and then a death cycle. And he notices this for a lot of, you know, ancient civilizations or empires. And although Spengler wasn't writing about how to destroy the West, he did at times discuss the possibility of the West declining and being destroyed from within through certain factors like what we're talking about. And one of those key factors is attacking the fundamental building blocks of society like the family. You can't have a society getting rid of the family. And so many of today's technocrats are so deluded and insane, they think, no, we can just create babies out of test tubes. We don't need moms and dads anymore. We'll get rid of all that, and we'll just engineer a future post-human society that is the next phase of evolution. But none of this could have happened, not even the trans stuff, without feminism. Feminism is the predecessor in terms of the modern West, right? We'll go back to, say, the French Revolution. Do you agree with that assessment that it's all sort of this victimhood narrative that women have been oppressed by being moms and by being, you know, being in the household?
For sure. I mean, it's very obviously, as you alluded to before, it's a form of Marxism because it's based on the haves and the have-nots. And if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in a natural moral order, and that people have their various roles in life, that they live out to the best of their ability in order to, of course, merit heaven, then this world is basically all there is. That's the best it's going to get. There's nothing else. So it makes total sense that these people believe that everyone should then receive things equally, things that bring you the most pleasure, joy, and happiness. Because suffering, God forbid, and being a victim, these are the absolute worst possible things you can endure because there is no higher purpose and there's nothing for us to merit through these things. So it's quite not a surprise.
You know, it's weird, too, because there's a mix of all kinds of weird philosophies in this, whatever we're in today, you know, old classic Marxism, which I'm not a fan of at all. But the odd part is like they weren't into any of the, you know, rainbow stuff. They weren't into Skittles stuff. And all of the famous Marxists actually have these really derogatory statements about, you know, homosexuality. And even the old Soviet party was like, you know, they weren't for a lot of these things. So it's weird to me that Marxism eventually shifted away from, or what we call Marxism in terms of like academia, it's shifted into this weird postmodern thing where everything is a social construct. To me, it's just very bizarre. It's almost magical thinking.
I do think it was predictable, though, because when the most persecuted and victimized group deserves the most and receives the most, then it's naturally going to devolve into intersectionality, because it's like that saying, I think it goes like the revolution always kills its children. The feminists, they used to be the biggest victims. Then it was, it got very racial, and now it's the trans people. So there's so much to gain from being a victim. And if you're part of too large of a group, then you're going to receive less. So might as well become more and more intersectional and break it up as much as possible, because then you get more.
Yeah, and then the next victim has to be the most fringe, the next level of oppressed, right? So now it'll be the pedophiles, right? Oh no, we're the really top of the totem pole oppressed people. But the irony is that all of this is really just the most wicked.
Yeah.
Well, and what is inversion but what Satan does, right, to what is an order that's in nature that God established, right? So what does Satan do? Well, he attempts to put in place an inversion of that, like the reverse of that, right?
Exactly. Like, you know, well, evil, I think evil can be best defined as so God created, of course, a moral order, and this is the absence of the moral order. So everything that goes against it and is an inversion of it. That's why you even see in Satanism, their black mass is just an inversion of the mass, like the real mass. So they have to invert everything. Men become women, women become men. We not even having children correctly anymore. They want to have it artificially done. Everything is an inversion. And this, of course, is evil.
Yeah, and I remember in Brave New World afterwards, when Huxley was writing about what's in there in regard to child rearing, he said that the people the circles that he was in realized that one of the ways to get rid of private property, to get rid of inheritance, and to get rid of the classical notions of how we organize society would be to, if you have test tube babies, it's not just a matter of mad science experiments. It's also a way to destroy the family, because a test tube baby doesn't have any allegiance. It doesn't have a mom or a dad that it has allegiance to. It only has allegiance to the scientists and lab coat that created it, right? So this is so crucial for this revolution that they have, this new order, right, based around this stuff, to destroy the family. And that, again, mm-hmm. none of that could have happened without the revolution of feminism. And I don't know if you know this, but did you know that, like, that you can go all the way back to Plato's Republic? And he was arguing for the total equality of men and women.
No, I didn't know that. I did read Plato's Republic, but to be fair, it was like in 2012 or 13. So it's been a while.
Well, he's the father of the revolution of equality, right? So he actually thinks that for the guardian class, because some women can fight pretty good, right? They can be in the UFC or whatever. Then, therefore, all the women are equal to men potentially, right? So they should, in that class, have everything in common, including children, including husbands and wives, right? So that's sort of proto-communism is actually the guardian class of Plato's Republic. But if you look at the French revolutionaries, they would pull from Plato and say, look, this is the ideal society that we're going to instantiate. So I'm curious, it seems like a lot of this stuff is based on false utopianism, whether it's Marxism or whether it's today's technocracy or whether it's whatever it is. It's almost like everyone thinks that we can just instantiate this perfectly fair society. Why do you think that's impossible?
I think a lot of people believe it because they fundamentally misunderstand human nature. They also don't believe in hierarchy. These types of things you would believe in if you believe in God. We all have our specific roles. Of course, our souls are equal, but our roles in life are not. And I think people, they don't believe in anything after this life. So it makes perfect sense that they're striving for some sort of utopian world on this earth, because what else do they have? They're probably going through existential crises every day, thinking that there's nothing after this. So I think it's so common, leftism, even some people on the right, that have this utopian vision. It's never going to manifest, and they almost always result in genocide.
Yeah, because when the society isn't matching up to the ideal that's constructed, right, the problem is you're the problem, so get rid of you, and then we can finally
have
this.
There has to be a status quo. Yeah, and they'll always find it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we are covering the pretty wild video. I didn't realize until recently that Brittany had actually made a video on the video that I'm talking about. And so her video is the craziest feminist vice debate. And it just happened to be the video that I was covering in my stream a couple nights ago, where there was this panel of these wild feminists and Pearl there going back and forth with them. And I never heard this term pretty privilege. I didn't know that was a thing. And it's just weird to me that, again, it's making the point that I'm making about how there's always like another level of which, oh, I don't have to listen to what you're saying because I can find a thing in you that you have that discounts what you're saying because of a privilege narrative. So it's this oppression narrative. This video that you did, tell us about this, because I think this illustrates what we're talking about here. What was this debate and what did you think of it?
Well, they covered a lot of various topics, but one of the most fascinating things about the interview, in my opinion, was how much these women did not like each other. Feminism is supposed to be about uniting women, fighting for all right. of women's rights, this, that, and the other thing. They do not like each other because, as I said before, when there's no moral order in a society based on truth, that's putting men and women in their rightful place, the goal becomes comfort and pleasure. It all devolves into your own ego. What can you personally gain from all of this? Everything that you can get, power and resources, basically. And so when you can't fight effectively on your own, because we can't as individuals, you of course are drawn to joining certain, forming certain alliances. And, you know, these alliances will, are of course, beneficial to your goal to get the most power, resources, and most joy out of life. And these alliances are often, as we see, built across these lines of gender and ethnicity and so on. But as I said, it's devolved into intersectionality because feminism was just too big. There were too many women to get too many things. So it has to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Who's ableist? Who is uglier than somebody else? You know, these people are more victims. So what can I get out of this? It's all completely egotistical. It's them just wanting to receive things not based on merit, but because of their disability, you know, how ugly they are, their race, whatever it might be. Because in a society now, it doesn't matter what you do and what you merit. There is no kind of honor and glory placed on this. It is based on just what you inherently are, your you know, disability or race or your gender. So, of course, people see this and they want to gain the most that they possibly can. And so they, of course, join it, the feminism, and then it becomes more intersectional over time.
Yeah, I remember I was reading a thing about a woman who was a professor at a university some years back, and she had supposedly discovered a missing Gnostic gospel or something to this effect, and it had to do with how you know, the real message of the Gospels, the New Testament, the Bible, was this secret sort of Gnostic feminist Pistis Sophia message. And it turned out that her discovery and the stuff that she was pushing was actually fraudulent, right? And when she was confronted about this, she said, well, it doesn't matter that it was fraudulent because everything ultimately is power narratives. There's no such thing as truth anyway. So if I could come up with a fraudulent Gnostic gospel that let my group win in the end, it would have been fine. So it was this weird justification of this because there's not anything right or wrong. It's just, it's all power struggles and power narrative anyway. So a lot of people, I think, on the right, they're interacting with and they're thinking about things in terms of the true and the false. But the people that you're interacting with and debating with, as I saw on that panel there, they don't believe in true and false. Everything for them is a power struggle. And so if you come on and you have a better argument, I don't have to listen to what you're saying because you're pretty privileged. To me, that's just bizarre. It's insane to me. It's like, what? This is so mind-blowing to me.
To be fair, I do think that pretty privilege exists to an extent. Just you can look at on Instagram and a pretty woman will get, you know, million to 10 million followers. So that certainly exists, but life is just unfair. It's you're never, not everyone's going to look completely equal. Not everyone's going to have the same abilities of strength, intelligence, humor. We're all different and we just have to accept this. But a lot of people can't, of course.
Right. But what I'm saying is that not that there's not advantages that people can have because they're attractive or talented. Sure. But what I'm saying is that the modus operandi of the portly woman there was, I don't have to listen to what you're saying. Because you're pretty privileged. In other words, I can find a trait that you have that negates anything that you say. And so it's not about the true or the false. It's actually about who has the upper hand in the power dynamics. And that's a common thing amongst Marxists and then postmodernists is that everything is a power dynamic. And so I can be justified in being completely immoral because everything is immoral power struggle anyway, right?
Yeah, I think that's spot on. Absolutely correct. And I've been thinking lately, I was having this discussion with my husband. I asked him, why do you think feminism has been allowed to thrive and be promoted in the way it has? And I think he gave a very interesting response. He essentially said, it's not that the people in power love women and want what's best for us. Not at all. It's that we're easier to control. The absolute most dangerous thing that threatens the power of the people in control are young men. Every single revolution was led by young men. So it makes perfect sense that those in power, they're doing their best to castrate and emasculate men in every conceivable way, physically, intellectually, spiritually, you name it. So I thought that was very interesting, and it made a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, men are the beings who are tasked with setting boundaries. And as my buddy David Patrick Harry is always noting, a lot of today's revolution is premised on the notion that there are no boundaries at all. You can be and become anything that you want. If you want to identify as an attack helicopter one day, you can identify as a woman the next day and a man the third day. You can literally be anything that you want, but that's not true. In fact, the notion of God the Father actually inherently within it sets boundaries. That means that God has certain characteristics and attributes. It doesn't mean he's literally a biological male per se, although Christ is a biological male. But God the Father sets boundaries. So there's a natural order of patriarchy of logos there that can't be destroyed because human beings would like to create a different kind of world, or because fallen human beings are sort of inherently rebelling against that order. And all of modernity is based around this idea of removing all boundaries and all order and all structure, which is impossible. Right. And the irony, I think you would agree, and I think this is one of the reasons Jordan Peterson is really popular in part, is that he's pointed out that even if you're not religious, doesn't the natural world itself contain hierarchy within it? And, you know, we've been told for the last 100, 150 years that, oh, well, we're just sophisticated monkeys anyway. But animals have a structure. The animals have hierarchy. So how is it that we're going to have a perfect order when even the natural world itself doesn't have a total equalitarianism? It seems insane to me.
Well, people nowadays no longer respect any sort of authority. Their authority is themselves. What I want, what makes me happy. You know, it's like kill the police. We shouldn't have government. We shouldn't listen to our teachers. You see some of these crazy videos of just students nowadays attacking their teachers. It's getting really common. Right. Or their parents. You see these kids on TikTok just absolutely ripping their parents apart, saying terrible things about them. There is no more a respect for authority because people believe in this equality where I don't have to respect them. I don't have to honor my father, my mother, or any authority for that matter. And so it's a complete rebellion against God's natural order. And of course, that's why it's resulting in chaos and all of this horrific nightmare stuff that we're seeing nowadays.
Now, somebody coming from a perspective who I think, you know, when we talked in other interviews, you said that you never really had a wild sort of feminist phase. And so you weren't brainwashed in the university where a lot of young girls are. And I'm curious, what has been your experience? What would you say to girls out there who are being told, live for you, lean in, you know, slay queen, don't have babies, don't get married, don't have a husband? What would you say to those girls, given the fact that you have chosen the wiser route?
I would say to them, I think I understand why a lot of people take this route, and it is a result of a lot of propaganda and the fact that our society has been kind of restructured in a way that makes it extremely difficult to get married and have children. You know, by that, there are myriad reasons. You can't support a family on one income. It's very difficult. There's no longer a sense of community. There's everywhere. There's in kindergartens, them teaching LGBT stuff to your kids, trying to trans your kids. There's so many pitfalls and so much to look out for. But we've seen it time and time again, the women that choose to just stay single forever, don't get married, don't have kids. I think some of them turn out all right and are happy because that was the path they were supposed to walk. But for the most part, women end up miserable. Women are, I think in the past 10, 20 years, the antidepressant rate has risen like 65%. Women are no longer happy with this path that right. The society is saying is the one that's going to make you happy. So I would say explore the other side, and you might
real be quick, surprised. Real quick, where can we, before we head out, where can people get your books?
My book's on my website, Brittany.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.